What's up, folks? Andrew Torba here, CEO of Gab.com. We got a special episode for you today. So over the weekend, Gab turned 4 years old, which is incredible. It's very humbling. Most startups don't make it past 1 year. I think it's something like 9 in 10 startups fail within the first year of operation. So to make it to year four is really something special, and it's very humbling. It has been quite the journey. Many of you have been here since day one and have seen the journey unfold. Many of you are just now learning about some of the things that we have been through and that we have overcome as a community. And I'm so grateful for the continued support. Years and years, many of you have fought alongside of us, and it's been something really special. We're building something really special. And I've never been more optimistic about Gab's future. We have some incredible things in the pipeline right now, including our YouTube alternative, which is set to go live hopefully sometime this week if all goes according to plan. And we're going to shake up the game once again with that. So let's dive in here. I want to talk about a couple of things. I'm just reminiscing over the weekend, going back through some old articles and stuff back when Gab first launched, and I just think it's so funny to see how Gab was received by the media at the time. And you can actually pinpoint the exact article that started the smears on Gab. You know, once we really started taking off and getting a ton of traction, that's when, of course, the smear started, because Silicon Valley can't have competition. They can't have it. So here we go. So this article is from September 11th, 2016. New social network Gab.ai preaches freedom of expression for internet users. If the First Amendment is your thing, there's a new space on the internet just for you. Gab.ai, which launched under a month ago, has caught the attention of thousands of right-leaning users, with 12,000 registered and 42,000 waitlisted on the site, which promises almost total freedom of speech to its users. Founded by Andrew Torba, an open Trump supporter, the site follows the coattails of Facebook and Twitter's recent battles with user censorship, including, perhaps most notably, Twitter's banishment of controversial conservative internet personality Milo Yiannopoulos for his harassment campaign against Leslie Jones. So this is one of the first articles. It's on Digital Trends, and they ended up saying something that I want to highlight, because this is really important, because the media and journalists live inside of this echo chamber, and they really don't have any ideas of their own. So when one of them puts out an idea, the rest of them just kind of parrot that idea and present it as something new or particular that they thought of, as if they're smart, but they're really not. So this is something important to point out. Let me see if I can find it here. I think it was on this article somewhere. Here it is. While the site's initial popularity is impressive, the potential is most likely short-lived following the life cycle of social networks like Elo or Preach, which it was called Peach, not Preach. These people can't even get basic facts right, like the names of the startups that they're trying to compare us to here. But anyway, which faded over time. So, you know, this is so funny. 4 years later here, looking at articles like this saying that, oh, Gab is going to flame out. This hype is most likely short-lived, right? It's going to go away pretty soon. And here we are, 4 years later, bigger than ever, growing faster than ever, with more products than ever, leading the market in terms of alternative products to Silicon Valley. And it's so incredible to look back at articles like this and laugh. You have to laugh, right? So I want you to, I want to highlight this particular comment here, where they say this popularity is short-lived, it's going to go nowhere, it's going to be like Elo or Peach, right? So remember that, because now I'm going to show you other articles where that exact same take is reprinted several times. So I can actually point back to the exact article that started the smear of Gab is the alt-right website. And that was this Wired.com article from, It was September 14th, 2016. So almost exactly a month after we launched Gab. It was just one day short of 1 month. So within 4 weeks, because Gab was taking off, they had to start the smear machine. And this was the article that started it. And this was really my red pill for journalism. I grew up conservative, so I knew that there was media bias and whatever, but I always, I always thought, if you just talk to these people, if you tell them your side of the story, if you share the facts, you know, they're going to present those things objectively and just report on the facts and the truth and objective reality. But this was really my big awakening for my disdain and my loathing of journalists. Was this article right here. So Emma Gray Ellis, who is the writer of this article for Wired, I got on the phone with her, and I think I spent 90 minutes, I think it was maybe up to 2 hours on the phone with her, sharing my whole vision and sharing, you know, the problems with the existing, social network platforms and what my vision for Gab was. And she prints this just total smear piece, takes almost nothing that I said in that entire time. It was, she took like two snippets, two quotes of what I said. So this was really a big wake up call to me of like, okay, these people are snakes. These people are demons. They're liars. They're going to print what they want to print, whether they talk to you or not. So now I pretty much don't talk to journalists. I talk to Cheryl Atkinson and I talk to Scott Budman. Those are pretty much the only two journalists that I will even give my time to, because no matter what you say to these people, they have an agenda, they have a narrative that they're going to push, and you're not going to stop them from pushing that narrative. But anyway, this was like the red pill moment of okay, journalists are scumbag demons. This was that article, right? So Gab, the alt-right's very own Twitter, is the ultimate filter bubble, right? This was the article on Wired. And you'll notice, if we remember what I said, is remember this line. Gab is less than a month old, so it may well flame out like Peach or Ello. So again, this echo chamber of journalism. This is, I started to become aware of how these people operate and how they just kind of parrot each other, and they have a set narrative, they have a set agenda, and they all work together to parrot that narrative across different platforms so that different audiences see that same narrative over and over and over again. Nobody has a unique take. They just reprint what one person says, and they say it over and over and over again to try to make it reality, even though it's not. So, this article again, and no one has ever been more wrong and had more horrible takes on Gab than Wired magazine. So here's another article. Goodbye Gab, a haven for the far right. Even if a free speech argument exists for Gab to stay online, Silicon Valley has decided that a moral one does not. And this was on 10/29/2018, shortly after we got taken off the internet for a period of about 6 days. So Wired thought that we were good. We were done. We were totally done, off the internet for good. And that proved to be a very, very cold take, very wrong take that has not aged very well. And this is from Nicholas Thompson, who I believe is still the main editor. Yeah, editor in chief at Wired. So those guys are a bunch of dopes over at Wired, and their takes were not that hot, and they did not age very well at all. Now we have a BuzzFeed article, which was actually pretty fair considering BuzzFeed, but pay attention to how, what they're saying. Very same exact take in all of these same articles across all of these same outlets. You'll notice the same exact take. Let me see if I can find the line here. Yeah. So as of now, you could put Gab in the category of an Ello or Peach, social networks that grew temporarily popular when they debuted but faded as alternatives to the big established platforms. So once again, horrible take, but it's the same exact take. So we see the same exact line, almost word for word, across Digital Trends, across BuzzFeed, across Wired. So these people live in an echo chamber. Right? They don't have any original thoughts. They just, what did my peers write about this? Oh, I'm just going to write the same thing. I'm not going to investigate it myself. I'm not going to go on the site myself, take a look around. They don't have any original, they're not very bright. Most of them have IQs of probably around 105, maybe 110, if I'm being generous. They're not very bright people, right? So, you know, they can't really, they don't like to use their brain to think. They don't like to, put any original thoughts into their work. So they really are just very lazy. It's like they're copying each other's homework almost. I really loathe these people, if you couldn't tell. They're not good people. But anyway, let's continue going through here some of the things I wanted to share. Let's see, where is the other one? Sorry, one second. Okay, so I don't know how my mic is going to pick this up. I hope it picks it up, but I found this clip from 10 days after Gab launched, and I just want to share it because it shares the consistency of the vision, the consistency of the mission of Gab. This was, less than 2 weeks after we launched.
Because any time that free speech is suppressed, any time in history, free speech has always prevailed, and it's going to continue to prevail. And any time that the people have been extorted or left behind, they have rose up and fought back. And right now, what we're seeing is patriots rising, and we're not going to stand for it anymore. And we're going to take back the internet, and we're going to make it great again. And we're going to empower people, and we're going to promote free speech. And there's nothing you can do to stop us.
So that was about 10 days after we launched. And you just see the consistency of the vision and the mission. It's always been the same. It's 4 years have passed, but the vision and the mission have not changed. In fact, they are more clear than they have ever been and more important than they have ever been. We're going to continue to defend free speech on the internet, and there's absolutely nothing that any of these people can do to stop us. There's nothing that big tech can do to stop us. There's nothing that the journalists can do to stop us. They all tried. They all tried. We went up against the entire big tech industry and won. We went up against the entire mainstream media machine and won. And we're still growing and we're still building. And really, this is just the beginning. This is just the beginning. I'm playing the long game here, folks, right? This isn't just something that, a lot of people said. I saw a tweet the other day, and it said something like, Torba could have sold out or could have juiced his social network with bots to make it look bigger than it is or any of this stuff, and he didn't. And the tweet said something like, I respect him for that or something. And this is true. You know, a lot of startups, you see founders that will start a company and try to flip it in a year or two and try to make some cash. That's never what this was about for me. I don't, money is important to survive. It's important to be able to feed my family, obviously, but it's not my main motivating factor in life or in business and in what we're doing here with Gab. What we're doing here in Gab is much more important. The ability for people to get access to information and to speak their minds and to connect with other people and to have a voice online is far more important than anything else in this planet. We have to have a free exchange of ideas. We have to have the free flow of information. And we see this stuff right now where this viral Shadowgate documentary is just being purged from the internet. It had millions of views within like 24 hours, and now it's being totally purged from the internet and deleted by Facebook and YouTube. So journalist Millie Weaver was charged. And also the journalist who made the documentary was arrested the day that it was released. Let's just, you want to talk about chaos and anarchy and tyranny. This is a perfect example. A journalist releases a documentary and then immediately gets thrown in jail. Are we in communist China or are we in the United States of America? I don't know anymore, folks. I just don't know. And this is why what we're doing is so important, because this information needs to be out there. People need to know the truth. They need to have access to the truth. They need to be able to see things for themselves and make a logical, rational, adult decision and say, here's what I think about this. Here's what I don't. Not have Facebook and Twitter decide for you and say, you can't see this. It's too dangerous, right? So journalist Millie Weaver was charged with alleged robbery, tampering with evidence, obstruction of justice, and domestic violence after police officers, apparently from a local SWAT team, showed up at her Ohio home Friday morning and took her to the county jail. The sheriff said that this was a secret indictment against Weaver, but refused to give further details. This is just absolutely insane. So she releases this documentary and then gets arrested, and then the documentary goes massively viral and gets millions of views, and then Facebook and YouTube totally scrub the movie, the documentary, from the internet, right? And by the way, you can still watch this on Gab right now, and this is going to be one of the first videos that I upload to Gab TV when we go live with it later this week. So, you know, this is why what we're doing is so important, is because this isn't going to stop. You know, these people are abusing their power to control the narrative and to control the flow of information and to control who can speak on the internet, who can communicate with other people on the internet, who can exchange information on the internet, who can make money on the internet. They're controlling it all. And if you go against their orthodoxy, if you're a wrong thinker, the thought police will come for you. And in Millie's case, the real police will apparently come for you and throw you in jail. And this is, you know, this is the world that we're living in. This is the United States of America in the year 2020, is people who are doing actual investigative journalism, who are putting out important documentaries that expose important things, are now being thrown in jail and are now having their documentary scrubbed from the internet. It's madness. This is madness. So this is why we're going to keep building. And, you know, some of the things that we've accomplished over 4 years are really just incredible. I think a lot of people don't understand. They think that Gab is just a Twitter alternative. We've become much more than that. We are now the Silicon Valley alternative, as I've discussed before. So we have a web browser. A lot of people don't know this. Dissenter.com, DissenterR.com. It's an alternative to Google Chrome, an alternative to Safari, which was made by Apple, alternative to Firefox. It blocks all big tech ads and trackers. You can leave a comment on any URL across the internet with our unified comment section. And it's a fast browser. It's one of the fastest, probably the fastest browser. Because when you block all the big tech trackers and ads, you're going to have an incredible experience. It's going to be wicked fast. So check that out. But that's just one of the things that we've built over the past 4 years, not just the social network, which is important, but also a web browser. We've built Gab Trends, which is at trends.gab.com, which is our news aggregator that is powered by that comment section in that web browser. So as people are using our web browser to comment on articles across the web, it starts to trend. And then it shows up on Gab Trends, which is our people-powered news aggregator. We also have our Dissenter Shop, which is our own e-commerce platform, which we had no choice. So we had to build our own e-commerce platform because we were banned from all the other e-commerce platforms. So we literally built our own. And the same thing with the web browser, by the way. We were banned. We originally built the Dissenter comment extension for Google Chrome and for Firefox, and we were banned from having those extensions on their stores, so people couldn't install them, at least not very easily. They make it, you know, next to near impossible to keep and install an extension. It's very, very difficult to do. So we just built our own browser to get around that. And we built our own e-commerce shop to get around the bans of Shopify and a couple of other e-commerce platforms in order to sell our merchandise, which is, you know, one way that we make money. We had to build our own payment processing flow, the system pro.gab.com, which is how you upgrade to Gab Pro. We had to build this all out. We built Gab Chat, which is our encrypted chat platform. Now we're coming out with our YouTube alternative. So, you know, there's so much more. There's so much more behind the scenes that people don't know that we had to build. We had to build our own email service. We had to build our own business intelligence service because, again, we were banned from all of it. You know, all in all, we've been banned from 25 plus different providers and not just the app stores. You know, a lot of people know that we've been banned from the app stores, but we've been banned from basic internet services, hosting, email services, e-commerce services, business intelligence services, you name it. right? We've been banned from it. So, you know, we built our own, and this took a lot of time, but, you know, it is what it is, and we got it done. And now we're more anti-fragile and resilient than we ever have been. So, you know, just sharing some thoughts on our fourth birthday here and reminiscing at some of those articles, looking back, saying that Gab is not going to last and Gab is going to be a flash in the pan. And here we are, bigger than ever, growing faster than ever, creating and innovating faster than ever, 4 years later. And we're going to keep doing so well into the future. So just sharing some thoughts, and I hope you guys enjoyed, you know, learning a little bit more about the early days here and looking back at how, you know, these lying journalists have covered us. So I hope you guys have a good day, and remember to speak freely.